Hi, it's Martin Compton here. I'm with Alison Mitchell and Gabby Khalil, and we're talking about push technology. So I'm going to start with you, Alison. And can you just give me a broad overview of what your understanding of push technology is?
If I'm on something like Facebook and I like something and I start following it, instead of me having to look when a new update or something comes, they will actually send me an email to tell me that there was something on there, and then I can go and have a look.
Yes, so it's, you get some kind of notification that something new has been added to an area of interest.
Yeah.
That's good. So Facebook is a very good example. We got any other examples, Gabby?
YouTube. Actually, I used to follow religious debate between Christians and Muslims, and every time I log into YouTube, the list comes in automatically to me, everything new that has happened. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. Rather than you go and search for what happened for the last week, it just comes straight to you into your page as soon as you log in.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. I mean, what you've just done there is between the two of you, you've given me two excellent examples. So do you think there's a place then for using this in education? I mean, it adds a layer of complexity to it, but can you see a role for it?
I think possibly it could work with Facebook. If you created an account that was literally just for your students, that the students would then subscribe or become a friend of yours on your Facebook page that was nothing private with it, so they could actually get homework, updates, and students talk amongst themselves if you had a debate in the class that they wanted to carry on.
Brilliant.
Outside of the class.
Okay, yeah, that's excellent. I mean, I can't see any reason why that wouldn't work. But you've emphasised the neutral, non-personal account. I think that's quite important as well. What about, have you heard of RSS feeds?
I do remember it used to be very broad in the old days before all this technology get to this level. So very briefly, yeah.
Yeah, so any idea what they do specifically?
I think they do link all this update from news information that you constantly look for
into
one page, and then
that's it.
You'll find it there.
So it's a special URL that enables you to see when there's an update again without searching.
That's
good.
That's another one.
Okay, so we've got following, we've got subscriptions, we've got RSS feeds. Do you do anything like this at the moment? Have you used any of these things, or is there any reasons why you might not with your students?
I would love to use the YouTube part of, you know, I've created my channels and my playlist, and I have not yet advertising among my students, but something I would consider strongly to do, because they do learn watching videos better than just sitting down and listening to me yapping in the classroom.
So it gives them an opportunity to catch those updates.
Yeah.
So, good. Are there any reasons why it might be difficult with your students, Alison?
It'd be really difficult with most of my students because they've got learning difficulties and they can't really work independently. But there's no reason why, if we had some sort of higher ability students, maybe some of the autistic students who were able to work more independently, that something like that could possibly be put into place.
Good. So something that you could explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you very much indeed.